Good morning. The Bible reading. Speak up.
Ni hao.
The Bible reading this morning is John chapter 12, verses 20 to 36. It is titled "Jesus Predicts His Death." It is found on page 762 of the Red Pew Bible, or can be followed on the overhead behind me. Hopefully, I won't look. Okay, John chapter 12, commencing at verse 20.
经文是...
Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip, in turn, told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honour the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and will glorify it again." The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The crowd spoke up, "We have heard from the law that the Christ will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus told them, "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. The man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light." When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them.
今天的经文是约翰福音12章20至36节。 耶稣预言自己的死。 那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希腊人，他们来见加利利伯赛大的腓力，求他说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上。” 恶恨自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我；我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里；若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。 当时就有声音从天上来说：“我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。”站在旁边的众人听见，就说：“打雷了。”还有人说：“有天使对他说话。”耶稣说：“这声音不是为我，是为你们来的。现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。”耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。 众人回答说：“我们听见律法上有话说，基督是永存的。你怎么说人子必须被举起来呢？这人子是谁呢？”耶稣对他们说：“光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。” 那在黑暗里行走的不知道往何处去，你们应当趁着光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。耶稣说了这话就离开了，隐藏了。
Hello and 你好。
大家好。
It's lovely I get to tip over coffee. It's lovely that I get to come back with Meng. We've done this once before, haven't we?
是的，我们以前合作过，今天很高兴又再一次合作。
I'm going to pray that we can all hear clearly what it is that God has to say to us today.
好，我们接下来祷告，让我们能清楚地听见神的话语。
Our Father in heaven,
我们天父啊，
thank you that you speak to us.
谢谢你对我们讲话。
We ask that you might speak to us clearly today.
我们祈祷你今天会很清楚地告诉我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
It's pretty hard to avoid it. You can see it as you approach from nearly every direction. From Narwee, Riverwood, doesn't matter. It sits high up on our building.
你很难避开它。当你从各个方向走近时，你可以看见它。
Every time I walk to this building from my house, it is what I see, and I know that I'm getting closer and closer to church.
每一次当我走进这个教会，慢慢的走进，靠近的时候，我就会看见这个十字架。
What is it? What do you think?
那是什么呢？
The cross.
那十字架。
High atop of this building, the cross central to our logo. If you've seen our little logo, the cross here behind me on this wall, the cross.
十字架高耸在上，十字架在我们教会标志的中心，这个十字架就在我后面。
But why a cross?
但是为什么是一个十字架呢？
I mean, is it just our little sort of symbol that we use to identify ourselves?
它仅仅是一个象征，只是来标记我们自己的吗？
A cross, two pieces of wood bound together to cause humiliation, shame, torture and death. A cross that we sing of in songs that say, let us ever glory in the cross, and oh, for the glory of the cross.
那十字架就是两个绑在一起的那个木头，但是它带来的是耻辱、羞辱、折磨和死亡。但是为什么我们要荣耀它呢？
So what is so wonderful about a cross? What is so glorious about the cross?
这个十字架有什么奇妙和？
For it was a horrible and cursed way to die. I mean, the word was not even meant to be uttered in polite conversation in ancient Rome.
这是一个多么可怕、遭咒诅的死的方式。这个词在古罗马时，在有礼貌的谈话中，甚至是不能说出口的。
And yet we glory in the cross, and we worship someone who was killed on two pieces of wood bound together.
然而我们却荣耀这十字架，并崇拜那在十字架上受死的人。
Today we are reminded of Jesus' perspective, because despite the importance of his teaching, despite the importance of his life and the works of power, his care and compassion, none of them were his hour.
今天我们领悟到耶稣的视角，尽管他的教导重要，尽管他的生命重要，他充满权柄的作为，他的关心和同情，没有一个是他的时刻。
None of them were the reason that he came, the very reason. And today's passage gives us that perspective, Jesus' perspective. Our little full passage here in John 12 will give us Jesus' perspective.
所有那一些都不是他来的真正原因，但是今天我们要来研读的那个。
And we most certainly should.
That's okay.
It's going to happen.
今天我们要读的那个约翰福音十二章。就会给出我们基督耶稣基督的视角。
We most certainly should glory in the cross. And it's not those two pieces of wood bound together, but what has been done in and through Jesus' death on that cross that we should glory in.
我们当然应该荣耀十字架，这不仅仅是两个木头，而是耶稣在十字架上在死里成就的一切。
The cross is central because Jesus makes sure we see it as central. This is exactly why he came.
十字架是个中心，因为耶稣确保我们把它看作中心，这就是他来的原因。
Because through Jesus' death comes life. Through Jesus being lifted up on that cross, he and the Father are glorified, and all people are drawn to him. All people are offered life in him.
因为通过耶稣在十字架上的死，他带来了生命。通过耶稣在十字架上被举起，他得荣耀，父神得荣耀，所有的人都被他吸引，所有人都得到救恩。
At the end of verse 19, just before our passage today, the Pharisees remark, they say in verse 19, look how the whole world has gone after him.
在十九节末，法利赛人的议论，他们说，看啊，世人都随从他去了。
See, and this actually links into our passage today, because what's happened is Jesus has raised Lazarus from the dead. He's been anointed by Mary in anticipation and preparation for his death, hailed as the promised Messiah, and then another significant thing happens.
这就是连接到我们今天的段落。耶稣死，拉撒路从死里复活，又受了香膏，这是 Mary 为他的死做的准备。又被称作弥赛亚而受到欢呼，然后另一个重要的事情发生了。
Significantly, in verse 20, Ange and his family show up. Well, not quite. You get the point if you have a look. Some Greeks show up.
在二十节里边，一些希腊人出现了，就像我们那个 Ange 牧师一家那样的希腊人出现了。
And the significance is that they're not.Jews, they are Gentiles. Greek was used, the word for Greek was used to describe Gentiles.
这里还不单单指所谓的希腊人，他们可能是希腊人，但是显然他们不是犹太人，他们是外邦人，这些希腊人就是外邦人。
Now we don't really know why they sort of showed up to see, which sort of means to interview Jesus, but that they showed up is significant.And it is significant because they were kind of like a trigger, because what we're about to see is what Jesus says next shows they were a trigger.
我们并不真正知道为什么他们要来看耶稣的面试，但这是重要的，因为他们就像一个触发器，看看耶稣接下来要说什么。
Verse 23, Jesus replied, he sort of doesn't even acknowledge them in a way, but he says, the hour has come.
在那个二十三节里边说，耶稣回答说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。这里说的那个时候到了。
And this is actually startling in John's gospel because the hour has come. Before this, it's always been the hour is coming or will come future.
在约翰福音前面的部分，这个时刻指的都是在未来，但是现在就是了。
I have two children. Sorry, this is unscripted. We'll get there.
Okay.
I have two children. One is named Tilly.
一个叫 Tilly.
She was born on the day of my final exam at Moore College.
Oh, 她出生的那一天就是她在摩林就神学院最后那一天。
The whole build-up towards her being born, it was always, this is when she's going to be born. We were expecting to be born before that because she went past the due date.
他女儿的出生在此之前，大家都是希望着、盼望着、等待着这女儿的到来。
But on the day of my exam, well, I should say on the day of Tilly's birth, I went out for a run in the morning at 9 o'clock. Went out for a jog.
但是到他女儿出生的那一天，从另外一个意义上，就是他考试的那一天。那一天早上，他九点起来，跑步。
And I came back to find my wife, Vic.Bouncing on a gym ball. You can do that. I'll just keep bouncing.
但是他跑不回来，看见他在那个健身球上面，健身球上面上下的那个。
Saying it's time, it's time.
他的太太说时候到了。
The hour had come. The hour had come. It was now. We'd been building towards it, but that was it. And that's what Jesus is saying here. The moment we've been building to is here.
他们所有等待的时候，到这个时候到了，就是那个孩子要出生了。
But he's not giving birth. What he says is, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
但是这里，耶稣并不是在给就是生孩子，这边是要得荣耀。
And when you think glorified, you think something glorious, somebody lifted up in a way that shows that they are greater than anybody else, don't you?
当你想荣耀这个词的时候，你怎么想？是不是那个很巨大的，就是很光亮的那些？
But Jesus is about to explain that the hour is the moment when he is crucified. Jesus is lifted up, yes, but on a cross.
耶稣在这里解释说，那个时刻就是指他被钉死的时候，他被举起来死在十字架上。
Because the cross is central, and it's central because Jesus makes sure we see it as central because it's exactly why he came. Through Jesus' death on the cross, he brings life.
十字架是个中心，因为耶稣却把我们把它看作中心，这就是他来的原因。通过耶稣在十字架上的死，他带来了生命。
One of my favorite things about Australia is the bushland. I don't know whether you've got to experience the bushland, but I love the bushland, particularly the flora, all the different plants and flowers that our nation has.
我最喜欢澳大利亚的丛林，我不知道你们是不是喜欢它。我特别喜欢那里的树木、植物和花。
The sights and the smells sort of add to that dimension too. And there's one smell at summer, which although is terrifying, I love.It's the smell of fire, bushfires.
在那样的这个环境之下，你可以看着、闻着，在夏天它还会多加一种气味，那就是火。在干旱的丛林中，山火可以造成很大的损失。
Bushfires can cause lots of damage, can't they? But when I was a kid, I remember going through and picking these flowers. Can you see the flowers up on the screen? These flowers or the seed pods that look just like this. These are called Banksia seed pods.
这个山火真的是可以造成很大的损失。记得我还是孩子的时候，我喜欢采集花和种子。这后面那个投影就是那个 Banksia 那个树的种子。
And you can see the pod on my right, your left. It's all closed up. I mean, how do the seeds get out?
你可以从那个图片上看见那个种子，其实那个种子是藏在壳里的，但是你能想象一下那个里边的种子怎么从那壳里出来呢？
They're safely stored away in there, but when fire sweeps through and burns up the bush, they burst open and the seeds drop out into the ash.
他们原来那些种子都是藏在那壳里的，但是当山火经过的时候，那个热使得那个种子开了，然后种子掉到地下，然后就生长出来。
Often the plant itself dies, but brings about a whole new set of plants that are going to grow into the future.
通常那个种子本身死了，然后它生长出来一棵棵新的树，然后就是把这个地方都铺满了。
Jesus says a similar thing in verse 24. Have a look. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
耶稣在二十四节里边说，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Life coming through death. That's what Jesus is talking about because he's pointing towards his death.Jesus' death will bring a plentiful harvest.
生命经历了死，耶稣指的是他的死，耶稣的死将带来丰富的收获。
But it is necessary, just like a seed. Jesus has shown that he can bring life. He said, your little boy lives, and he's just raised Lazarus, the chapter before, from the dead.
他的死是必要的，就像一粒种子，耶稣已经表明他可以赐生命。他使拉撒路复活。
And it is only through his death that eternal life can be offered, and then many seeds produced.
然而只有通过他的死才能赐下永生并生出许多的种子。
But Jesus goes on to say that eternal life can only be kept if, like Jesus, we are willing to give this life up.
但我们若想持守永生，就要像耶稣那样，愿意献出自己的生命。
Jesus goes on to say some really difficult but wonderful things that make this incredibly relevant for his disciples, people who follow him.
耶稣接下来要说一些与门徒直接有关。又既困难又奇妙的事情，对那些要跟从他的人来说，这是很重要的。
Verse 25: The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
耶稣在二十五节里说：“爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上，恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。”
You either love your life and lose it.Or hate your life and you gain or, and keep eternal life. A difficult but wonderful truth the scriptures teach.
这个你要么持守今生，然后你就没有永生；要么你得了永生，你有可能就要舍弃你今天的生命。
So just as Jesus did not cling to his own life, but he gave it up, trusting the Father, we too are told do the same. Like, this is difficult.
正如耶稣没有贪恋自己的生命，他放弃了自己来信靠父神，我们同样要效仿，这是困难的。
But we also promise wonderful things. Firstly, eternal life is made available through Jesus' death, through trusting that he is our only hope.
但是他也应许了奇妙的事情，首先永生便成为了可能，通过相信耶稣是我们生命的唯一希望。
And then look what comes in verse 26. Jesus promises to be with his servants and that the Father of all, will honor them.
然后再接下来看二十六节经文，看看耶稣的应许，就是与服侍他的人同在，而且父神必要荣耀他们。
What wonderful realities. Eternal life offered to people. Jesus with you at all times and then honor from the Father of all.
这是何等奇妙的现实，永生耶稣与你同在，而且得到父神的荣耀。
All for those who serve and follow Jesus.
所有服侍和跟随耶稣的人。
But we must consider what that means to follow Jesus, because he is about to go to his hour, to his death.
我们还得要想一想怎样的跟随耶稣在这里，因为他正在讲的就是他的那个时刻。
To serve Jesus will mean that we will, in some way, lose in this life.
要跟随耶稣，侍奉耶稣，这就意味着我们要失去我们今生的一些东西。
But it also means that we keep eternal life, and we are honored by the Father.
但是这又意味着我们能够获得永生，并且我们得到父神的荣耀。
And shouldn't this be our greatest desire? Like, even when it is difficult, Jesus will be glorified by being lifted up, by being crucified, and he is obedient to the Father through all of it.
即便这是困难的，这也应该是我们最向往的。耶稣被举起来，被钉十字架，得到了荣耀，因为他顺服父。寻求父神的荣耀。
Seeking the Father's glory at all times. It's difficult and wonderful, but it's also comforting to know that it wasn't easy for Jesus because of what we see in verse 27.
困难和奇妙，知道这对他也不容易，这给了我们一些安慰。
Verse 27 starts, Now my heart is troubled.
接下来是二十七节，现在他说我现在心里忧愁。
Jesus was troubled, just like in the Garden of Gethsemane in the other Gospels, but he is not going to change his path.
耶稣陷入了忧愁，就像在客西马尼园，但他不改变路径。
Read on with me. Verse 27 continues, And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this very reason I came to this hour.
这二十七节是这么，他这么说：“我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？ 父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。
Jesus gives like a hypothetical question that immediately he denies. There is no way Jesus will change his path.
耶稣真的做了一个自我否定的那个假设，但是他立刻就自我否定了。
And right here we see the centrality of the cross, don't we? The central moment for Jesus' life, for all of history, this hour is what Jesus came for.
耶稣不可能改变他的路径，在这里我们看到了十字架的中心地位。
And so what does he pray? Verse 28, Father, glorify your name.
在二十八节里看他怎么祷告，他说父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
Father, glorify your name. He's obedient even to the point of death. And the Bible actually tells us that in this moment, thisRight here reveals Jesus' very godness.
顺服以至于死，圣经告诉我们，在这一点上，耶稣揭示了他的神性。
Humble, sacrificial obedience. Philippians 2:6 says, "In very nature, God." This is what he did, and this passage shows that through this, he is glorified because a voice is about to come from heaven.
谦卑。牺牲的顺服，腓立比书两章六节，他说：“他本有神的形象。”这段经文表明，就从这一点，他得到了荣耀，因为有一个声音从天上来。
The second half of verse 28, "I have glorified it, and will glorify it again," said the voice.
第二十八节的后半部是说：“我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。”
I wonder how we would go with a direct answer to prayer like this. And I'm actually not talking about the voice thundering from heaven.
我不知道你们会有怎样的反应，当你的祷告得到了这样直接的回应，我当然不是说这个声音。
I wonder how we go with praying, Father, glorify your name, knowing that just like Jesus, we might have to give things up.
我不知道当我们祷告就是荣耀父神你的名，是不是你知道你将要这将要发生的事情，像耶稣那样他知道那个事情要发生。
Jesus says this knowing that to glorify the Father, he is going to be hung on a cross. He is going to be lifted up. He will die a cursed and criminal's death.
耶稣说这个话的时候，他是知道将要发生的事情，而且他去做，他知道他将被挂在十字架上，被举起来，像一个罪犯那样死去。
And his prayer is, Father, glorify your name. To which he gets the answer, I have, and I will again.
他的祷告是父，荣耀你的名，而且他说。我已经并将再次这么说。
This example of Jesus shows us how we are to follow in this way. To follow Jesus and then to be honored by the Father means that we will at all times be praying, Father, glorify your name.
这个耶稣的榜样向我们表明，我们要以他的方式来跟随，跟随耶稣，然后得到父的荣耀。这意味着我们的祈祷。我们要祷告父神荣耀你的名。
The cross is a difficult but wonderful reminder of who it is that is to receive the glory. The cross is a difficult but wonderful reminder of how it is that light overcomes darkness and also draws all people to Jesus.
这十字架的困苦和奇妙给那将要得到荣耀的人提了醒。十字架的困苦和奇妙提醒我们光是怎样穿过黑暗把所有人吸引到耶稣这里来。
You see, although it seems foolish, although it seems weak and powerless, it powerfully reveals God's glory.
虽然这看起来有点傻，虽然他似乎软弱无力，但却有力地揭示了神的荣耀。
See what Jesus says next, verses 31-32. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I...When I am lifted up from earth, will draw all people to myself.
耶稣在31-32节中说，现在这个世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去， 我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
Jesus puts it black and white, light and darkness. The world will be judged and the prince, that's Satan, driven out. There is a powerful battle that happens at the cross and Jesus is the victor.
耶稣说的非常明确，就像黑和白，光明和黑暗，这世界要受审判，这世界的王就是撒旦，要被赶出去，在十字架上会有一场强烈的战斗，耶稣是明显的胜者。
Colossians 2:15 speaks to this. Jesus disarmed the powers and authorities, and having done that, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
哥罗西书两章十五节中说，耶稣解除了世上掌权者的权柄，并且已经完成了，他显明给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
We glory in the cross for it shows Jesus' power. Although he was lifted up, and although at that point it seemed like darkness had extinguished the light, this was the very point that he showed his might.
我们在十字架上得荣耀，因为他显示了耶稣的力量。虽然他被举起来，在那一刻，似乎黑暗已经熄灭了光，这正显明了他的大能。
Satan has lost his grip because Jesus has brought redemption, forgiveness. He was the perfect sacrifice, which means darkness has no power over humanity, and all people can be drawn to Jesus, drawn to the light.
撒旦失去了他的掌控，因为耶稣带来了救赎的赦免。他的完美的献祭意味着黑暗对人类没有权柄，所有的人都可以被吸引到耶稣，吸引到光。
All people, even Greeks, like all people. This is why the Greeks triggered it. All people, not just Jews, all people. All people, not just Western Gentiles, but Eastern Gentiles too. All people, which is why this service is such a fantastic thing. All people being drawn to Jesus.
所有人，这就是为什么希腊人触发了那个耶稣这个时刻。所有人不只是犹太人，是所有人，不光是西方外邦人、东方外邦人，所有人。这就是我们这个崇拜的魅力之处，吸引了所有的人来信耶稣。
We can see now why we sing of the glory of the cross.But the crowd didn't really understand. They connected the idea of the Son of Man and the Messiah, but they can't connect the idea of the Messiah, the King, being lifted up and dying, because he was meant to live forever.
到耶稣跟前来侍奉他，得到永生，得到父神的荣耀，十字架的荣耀。但是人群并没有真正的明白，他们明白人子和耶稣弥赛亚，但是他们不能接受弥赛亚被举起来受死这个理念，因为他正是要永远活着。
And he will remain forever, but this can only happen through his death, which is exactly why he will only be with them a little longer, he says. And our passage actually finishes with like a warning and then a demonstration, and it's a warning that seeks a response.
他将永远存留，这只是。但这只有通过他的死才会发生，这就是为什么他只会与他们在一起不多时候。这段经文以一个警告来结束，这个警告对我们来说又难又简单。
It's hard walking in the dark, isn't it? I have a little brother, and we used to share a room.
在黑暗里走真的是不容易。他有一个弟兄兄弟曾经。他们俩一起住一个房间。
And I can still remember very well one night being woken by this sound. Well, this is how I remember it. This sound.
那一天晚上，他清楚地记得，他醒过来就听到那个，他被那个声音给吓醒的。
You see, in our bedroom, there was a door to go out of it, and then next to it was a cupboard with a door that was nearly exactly the same, right next to it.
哦，他们房间里有一扇门，但是他们房间里有一个橱，那个橱的门就和那个房门是挨着的。
And in the middle of the night, in the darkness, my brother has tried to go to the toilet, but walked into the wrong door.
半夜里他的弟兄起来，本来要去厕所，但是走错了门，去到那个橱里了。
He couldn't see in the dark, and so he didn't know where he was going. He ended up in the cupboard. Now, I remember it as him walking. I like to picture him walking, just walking, but it really didn't happen that way. Mum said he was just screaming in terror because he was in the dark and had no idea where to go. Sorry.
他的兄弟在那个壁柜里，因为漆黑一片，他也不知道走哪里，只晓得往前走，拼命的走。然后这就他的妈妈听了那个声音，就是那个撞击声，真的很害怕。
So Jesus warns, because he's the light, he warns them, follow me while you still have me, otherwise you'll end up in the cupboard.
耶稣在这里也就是要警告我们，就是跟从我，要不然你就会走失掉，就像在那个柜子里一样。
Don't wait until it's dark. Instead, verse 36, put your trust, believe in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light.
在36节里边，他说，你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
This is a call to trust Jesus, and then become a son of light. This means a follower of Jesus, what he's been talking about, a disciple of light, one who walks and talks and lives just like Jesus.
这是主的呼召，信靠他，成为光明之子。这意味着成为耶稣的跟随者，光明的门徒，说话行事像耶稣，活得像耶稣。
Jesus will be taken away by the cross. Like, he won't be with them anymore. And he says it will be harder to follow him when he is gone. I mean, it will be harder to walk and talk and live like Jesus.
耶稣将要被十字架带走。他说他走了之后，要跟随他会更难。我们要学他那样说话行事，那样活是很难的。
And to demonstrate this, at the very end, do you see what he does? To highlight this warning, Jesus left and hid himself.
为了要做示范，为了突出这个警告，耶稣最后他离开了他们，并隐藏了自己。
While you have the light, believe in the light so that you may become sons of light.
耶稣说，你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
For us, the light is gone. The hour did come, didn't it?
对我们来说，这光离开了，它的时刻确实到了。
But we know by Jesus' perspective that being lifted up and the light then actually shone even brighter.
但是我们现在知道，从耶稣那个角度来说，当他被举起来，这光就照得更亮。
That in this act,He was glorified, and so we hear it, and we need to respond the same. Believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light. Jesus puts it, light and darkness.
这个举动使得他得了荣耀，所以我们就听到耶稣说，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
Each of us still needs to hear this warning. Each of us needs to then...Trust that the light has overcome the darkness.
我们每一个人仍然需要听到这个警告，相信这光已经胜过了黑暗。
Trust that the light can draw all people, including you, including me, that we walk and talk and live as sons and daughters of light, all for the glory of the Father.
这光可以吸引所有人，包括你们，我们大家，我们说话、行事和生活都要像光的儿女，都要为了荣耀神。
Following in Jesus' footsteps, always willing to give up because we know we're going to be keeping eternal life. For through the cross, Jesus the seed died, that many may have life and life eternal.
跟随耶稣的脚印，愿意为了这个永生，获得永生而舍弃。因为在十字架上，耶稣这个种子死了，但许多人获得了生命，那个是永生。
We started by asking why the cross, and in a way the answer is that song. Oh, why? Oh, the glory of the cross.
我们在开始的时候，我们是问这个问题，为什么十字架？现在到这个结束的时候，我们知道了，就是为了十字架的荣耀。
Let me pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father God, we thank you for Jesus.
父神，我们感谢你为了耶稣基督。
We thank you that he is the seed that died to produce many seeds.
我们感谢你，耶稣基督成为了一个种子，牺牲了他的生命。
We thank you that you offer eternal life to all those who believe.
我们感谢你，因为你赐我们所有人那个永生。
We ask that you help us to follow Jesus to win honor from our Father and to glorify your name in all that we do.
我们祈祷你能让我们跟随耶稣来荣耀父神。
Father, glorify your name.
让我们说，父啊，荣耀你的名。
阿门。
阿门。